place, 1,855 points, is Two Guys in a Van.
In 246th place with 1,865 points is The Love Dogs Are Back, Baby.
245th place, 1,870 points, is Arg, My Tea Party is a Disaster.
And 244th place with 1,875 points is More Alcohol Than Answers.
In 243rd place, 1,910 points, is Captain Robin's Superheroes.
And in 242nd place, 1,920 points, is This Suit Is Not Strikefoff, Ron.com.
241st place, 1,950 points, is... We were raised on DBZs and Pokemon.
And 240th place with 1,955 points is Captain in an Ice Crisis.
In 239th place, 1,965 points is Obama poll has Hillary on top.
And in 238th place, 1,970 points is Stranded Without a Role.
In 237th place, 2,000 points, CSRC returns. But just for a visit.
236th place, 2010 points, is Danger, Return of the Buffalo.
In 235th place, 2020 points, Rock Lobster.
In 234th place, 2045 points, is Bodanju.
In 233rd place, 2050 points, The Birth of the Wisdom Clowns. Of the Wicked Clowns.
Thank you. 232nd place, 2055 points, is The Lone Potato Wisdom Bus.
231st place, 2,060 points, Wapaka Chain of Flakes.
And in 230th place, with 2,070 points, is There Goes the Gayborhood.
229th place, 2,075 points, Go to Bed, Barney.
And in 228th place, 2,080 points, is The Pickles.
In 227th place, 2,095 points, is Garage Sale at 1017 Union Street, open 24/7.
226th place with 2,110 points is FOLC Returns.
225th place, 2,115 points, The Four Balls.
And in 224th place, 2,120 points is Last of the Horse Manure.
223rd place, 2,130 points is Ayatollah's Sofa Kingdom.
And in 222nd place, 2,150 points is Dial 9, the original internet team.
220th place, 2,165 points is Creepy Pants All the Time Get Some and Mo Tries Trivia.
In 218th place with 2,180 points is Armadillo Appreciation Society and All in the Family.
217th place with 2,185 points is We 12, Look at That Tree. No, You Go Home.
Makes sense to me. 216th place with 2,190 points is Figs and Pez the 13th. Ooh. 214th
place, 2,235 points is A Butt Says What? What? And The Poopsmith's Scooperman Returns.
And in 213th place with 2,240 points is Tribbles Trekkies.
212th place, 2,255 points, Peter North, Loads of Fun.
And in 211th place, 260 points is sexual harassment pandas.
210th place, 2,270 points is Mind Tribe.
209th place with 2,295 points is Skippy's Monkey Spankers Forever, 420.
208th place, 2,300 points, Bite Me Returns.
And in 207th place with 2,330 points is Return of the Liger.
In 206th place, 2,335 points, Prey Sims Hyphenators.
204th place, 2,340 points is SK6 Returning for Super De Duper Trivia.
And?
After that, who cares? Boogity, boogity, boogity.
203rd place, 2,360 points is 39 down, 1 ounce to go at the bungalow.
And in 202nd place with 2,365 points is Robin's Nest.
And in 200th place, 2,370 points is Liquor Up Front, Poker in the Rear. And Muff Heater Gold, WWC.
And in 199th place, 2,400 points is Captain Bob's Silent Clappers.
198th place with 2,410 points is Beat Your Richard Like It Owes You Money.
And in 196th place, I saw that over there. Matt. In 196th place with 2,415 points is Kiss This. and Chronically Mad Cow Birkebeiners.
194th place, 2,460 points, is BP11, just 11, and Speak No Knievel.
In 193rd place with 2,470 points is the Saharan Kayaking Club.
192nd place, 2,480 points, is Turbo That Doesn't Go There.
191st place, 2,485 points, is Pirates That Don't Do Anything.
In 190th place, 2,515 points, is Nasonville Nitpickers. 16, Otisburg.
189th place, 2,540 points, is Shake, Rattle, and Troll.
188th place, 2,545 points, is Trivia Schmivia, Back to the Future.
In 187th place, with 2,550 points, is Quiet, Marlene Can't Hear the Question.
186th place, with 2,555 points, Queens in Pink.
185th place, with 2,570 points, is the Clark Street Greenhouse.
In 183rd place, 2,580 points, Hideous Hullabullah Herd and Camp Cook, and Somewhat Mystified.
And in 181st place, with 2,600 points, is the Poppin' Fresh Doughheads, and There's an IMAX in Madison.
I'll have to check that out.
Oh, yeah.
180th place, 2,600.
Let's go. Yeah.
2,605 points is One Podiatrist and A Lot of Stinky Feet.
In 177th place, 2,620 points is Go In Fact Yourself Returns and Gosh Damn the Luck Thanks Eugene and UWSP Underwear with Special Powers.
176th place with 2,640 points, Fat Baby.
And in 175th place with 2,645 points is The Real Red Herring.
174th place, 2,675 points, is Creamy Pirates.
And in 173rd place, with 2,695 points, is Saddam Hussein. Hang in there, buddy.
170th place, 2,715 points, is...
Oh, Matt just got that one. Is that right? Hey!
Hey!
All right, yeah! Hey, hey.
Well, 170th place, 2,715 points is, hey, that's our team. And SC, League of Extraordinary Carrots, and 2410 Cherry Liquors, you've been licked.
And in 169th place, 2,735 points is the underrated Ned Beatty Fan Club.
168th place, 2,750 points is, how'd you know if you don't know?
I don't know. In 167th place, with 2,785 points is Useless Information.
166th place, 2,800 points, Packer Flannel Cult.
And in 165th place, with 2,810 points, is Shave the Toilet, Rudolph Returns.
In 164th place, 2,835 points, is BPLS, Stranger Than Sheep.
162nd place, with 2,845 points, is Rigor Mortis Tortoise, Turtle of Steel, and Slaves to the Phantom Grocery Bag.
In 160th place, 2,865 points, Patty's Pinworms, Return of the Itch, and BWO, Sharpies, Bums, and Fender Benders.
In 159th place, 2,870 points, is Clear Lake Campers, Drink, Jump, and Fall.
In 158th place, 2,915 points, Glorious Onions.
And in 157th place, 2,920 points, It's All Relative.
156th place, 2,935 points, is BPT5. Finally, Not Stuck in Milwaukee.
And in 155th place, with 2,940 points, is Same Time Next Year.
154th place, 2,965 points, is An Inconvenient Rhino.
And in 153rd place, 2,980 points, is Don and Dolly's Animal House.
In 151st place, 3,015 points, is Thinking is the Best, Return to Lanark, and Sine Nomine Levio Reverte.
And Becca was so happy that I got that one.
Really?
She looked at that and she just cringed. I could tell she was shaking inside. Anyhow, and she was. She said, I don't know, I want no part of that one. 149th place, 3,030 points, is Jackie Gleason's Super Other Pants. And what's it to you?
148th place, 3,050 points, is Slow Children Playing with Terrapin.
147th place, 3,060 points, is the great and powerful Bob Lockie.
In 146th place, 3,065 points, is Oofta and the Matkas with Luke.
And in 145th place, 3,080 points, is Minions of Chaos 5, WTF.
143rd place, 3,125 points, is Pirates of Suburbia and Ask for Babs Bear Teddy.
And in 142nd place with 3,130 points is Bruce Wayne's Kryptonite Confections.
141st place, 3,175 points is Return of Couch Potato.
140th place, 3,185 points is Organum Orgia.
139th place, 3,195 points is Surrender Oz, no trivia points for you.
1 year. And 137th place with 3,205 points is Complex Minds of Simple People and Joe P., Drunk and Disorderly.
136th place, 3,210 points is Stop the Rainforest.
And in 135th place with 3,225 points is OJ's, Who Made the Coffee.
132nd place, 3,265 points, Berserker. And Blind Squirrels and the Losers. Fortress of Unitards.
In 130th place with 3,270 points is Hello Kitty, Goodbye Carlisle. And Dyslexics, Breathe In, Breathe Out, Move On.
129th place, 3,205 points is Google Search Party.
And in 128th place with 3,280 points is Reggie Max and the Rest of Us.
In 125th place with 3,285 points is Killer Bees, No Bees in the Hive. And Schnitzelbank Returns and Trial and Error.
In 123rd place, 3,300 points is No One Knows and Franzia, More People, Less Chips.
In 122nd place with 3,310 points, Bend Over Irene, Go Go Gadget, Gunt Girdle.
And in 121st place with 3,320 points is Junction City Jerkwaters, Not Lost Yet.
120th place, 3,325 points is Team Readies Are Us.
And in 119th place, 3,330 points is Drain Damage.
118th place, 3,390 points is Chaos from Order. Sorry, no returns.
And in 117th place, 3,400 points is Top 100 or Bust All Over Your Face. Ooh. Sounds inviting to me.
114th place, 3,415 points is BASP 42. And name, we don't need no stinking name. And trust, but verify.
113th place, 3,425 points is Corpsebin 23, The Law of Fives.
In 112th place, 3,430 points, I Can See Britney's Grolsch.
And in 111th place, 3,460 points is Larry and Vince's Driving Academy.
110th place, 3,490 points is Polka Horshack.
And in 109th place, with 3,515 points is Upper Lords of Triviaism.
In 108th place, 3,520 points is Team Diesel, Peanut Butter Jelly Time.
107th place, 3,555 points is 6 Feet Under.
In 106th place, 3,585 points, Hold Still, I'm Trying to Be Friendly.
105th place, 3,610 points is Midnight Madness, This One's for Julie.
In 104th place, 3,615 points is Trivia, So Easy a Caveman Can Play It.
And in 103rd place, 3,630 points is Civ.
101st place, 3,660 points. Chetty, I'm calling it in. No, stop.
In 100th place, 3,665 points is Thought Police and the Cheeseballs Flea Nakusa.
In 99th place, 3,675 points, Cairo Co., A Toast to Louie, Let's Go.
In 98th place, somebody's trying to break into a car. Oh, never mind. 98th place, with 3,680 points is Terrapin Station, 100 or Bust.
And they made it. 97th place, 3,685 points is Who's on Oak.
In 95th place, with 3,710 points is Wanna Buy a Monkey and Draw Putrid Dirt Upward.
In 94th place, 3,725 points, Einstein's Illegitimate Children.
In 93rd place, 3,750 points is Servants of the Beer God.
92nd place, 3,755 points is MHD, Going in Circles with Bitters.
And in 91st place, with 3,765 points, is All of Us Nuts Are Bald Like Lex.
90th place, 3,770 points, is Fuzzy Logic. Close enough, eh?
And in 89th place, 3,775 points, is Ricky D's House of Hormones Returns.
In 88th place, 3,820 points, I'm not fat. I got a sweet hockey body.
You keep telling yourself that. In 87th place, with 3,825 points, is The Establishment.
In 84th place, 3,840 points, Don't Bogart
that laptop, my friend.
Super Grecian Formula Man returns in Ood. Where's my TARDIS? My TARDIS.
In 83rd place, with 3,850 points, is Yoda's Academy of Polish Wisdom.
In 82nd place, 3,865 points, is Burning Outhouses.
And in 81st place, with 3,915 points, is What It Is, Events Occur in Rickle Time.
In 80th place, 3,920 points, Nimrods.
And in 78th place, with 3,925 points, is They Might Be Frogs, and Mike Kept the Taco.
That Mike. In 76th place, 3,940 points, is Drifters in the Loony Bin and Super Cat, Return of Team Sylvester.
And in 75th place, with 4,010 points, it's we got Howl.
Oh.
Well, thanks. I just cleaned it. In 75th place, 4,010 points is The Other Pack, This Year's for Lori.
74th place, 4,020 points, Squids and Spam, Sam I Am.
In 73rd place, 4,030 points, The Choir Boys.
In 71st place, 4,035 points is Donkeys Ablaze, Super Donkey 14, and Trivia Central.
In 70th place, with 4,080 points is Fossil Fuel, It's Not Easy Being Green.
In 69th place, 4,135 points is Zeba and X Replacement Body Parts.
And in 68th place, with 4,140 points is Amherst Whale Watch.
In 67th place, 4,150 points is Team Thicko.
In 66th place, 4,155 points is Studio 54, Dire Straits Play Telegraph Road.
65th place, 4,165 points, Your Mom. Riding strong since 2001.
And in, in 64th place, 4,170 points is Little Miss Lost Cause.
In 63rd place, 4,175 points, Wake Up and Go to Sleep.
In 62nd place, 4,185 points is Robot House.
In 61st place, 4,215 points, HOH Pluto, Gone, We Still Got Uranus.
And in 60th place, 4,245 points is White Rabbit, The Embryonic Journey.
59th place, 4,265 points, Zorba, The Spermologist, 007.
And in 57th place, with 4,370 points, in 58th place, with 4,350 points is Chia Returns, He Don't Need Underwear.
In 57th place, 4,370 points, Sparky's Dead.
In 56th place, with 4,430 points, is 4 Years to Come Returns to Point.
In 55th place, 4,445 points, is Laser Cool Kids, You Got Us Cookie Coming.
And in 54th place, 4,450 points, is 4 Books and a Finger Streamlined.
In 53rd place, 4,470 points, is Bug Eaters, Restore the Order.
And in 52nd place, 4,485 points, is Honey, I Shrunk Their Minds.
51st place, 4,575 points, Nightmare Squad.
In 50th place, 4,580 points, is Profound Confusion.
In 49th place, 4,585 points, ATP, Ludicrous Speed, Go.
In 48th place, 4,648 40 points, is What's Up.
48th place, 4,640 points. I'm sorry, that was What's Up. 47th place, 4,655 points, Unpainted Huffines.
And in 46th place, with 4,715 points, Dead Girls Don't Say No.
Nasty. 45th place, 4,725 points, no static at all.
And in 44th place, 4,795 points is the Parfaits.
43rd place?
Oh, the Parfaits.
The Parfaits?
Yeah.
Parfaits?
Yeah.
43rd, you just won't let that go.
No.
43rd place, 4,865 points, Norwegian Studs, Ankle Deep.
And in 42nd place, 4,875 points is Help Wanted, Clam Shack Shuckers.
41st place, 4,935 points, Zoo Hugh, Where Are You?
In 40th place, 4,970 points is Sammy's Eye and Neiman's 2.
39th place, 5,040 points, You Sky Stare Hey at Papa Joe's.
And in 38th place, the team I tried calling tonight, and their line is busy constantly, and with 5,135 points, and if you can get down here, you can pick yourself up a nice little trophy tonight, Particle Truckers in 10th Gear.
In 38th place, 5,135 points. I'm sorry, I keep doing that. 37th place, 5,205 points is Freak Gordon. Is Freak Gordon.
You sure they didn't cauterize your eye?
Yeah, I think they did. My
In 36th place with 5,275 points is Opie's Tarbouche.
In 35th place, 5,300 points, TFC 27. Colon ampersand Batman symbol.
In 34th place with 5,400 points, Raging Tyrannosaurus of Despair.
In 33rd place with 5,420 points is Never Trust a Baby with a Mustache.
In 32nd place, 5,470 points is Collective 007 Alice's Operatives.
In 31st place, 5,475 points, Roly-Poly Fishheads, Our Fish in a Box.
And in 30th place, 5,500 points, Substation.
29th place, 5,555 points, Muck, Whose Dog Was Oshkosh.
28th place with 5,565 points is, attention, Harry Lasagna is What's for Dinner.
In 27th place, 5,625 points, Gene Autry's Ninja Warriors.
26th place, 5,780 points is the Bongwater Cretans from Hell.
25th place, 5,960 points, Village Idiots and Nude Clown Dancers.
And in 24th place with 6,075 points is Little Miss Zimshine.
23rd place, 6,085 points, Astro Wolfpack.
And in 22nd place, 6,265 points, Mutated Members.
21st place, 6,355 points is What's the Matter You, Knights of Triviality.
In 20th place, 6,410 points is Festivus for the Rest of Us.
In 19th place, 6,440 points, WRTM. Crikey, that's going to leave a mark.
And in 18th place with 6,470 points, Goodnight Irene.
In 17th place, 6,550 points is Norm Stuhl, Moonglow Off the Pool.
And in 16th place, 6,565 points, Late Night with Bob Keeshan.
In 15th place, 6,800 points, Freshly Squeezed.
And in 14th place, 6,860 points, I've Been Hypnotized.
13th place, 7,020 points, Lactation Nation, Mams of Steel.
In 12th place, 7,370 points, Cakers, An Inconvenient Truth.
In 11th place, 7,405 points, Bizarroyarg, Porta Potty of Solitude.
Bizarro Yarg.
Porta Potty of Solitude.
And now we're going to move around like a few old men do and get down to some more business here. We're gonna just stick with us. There we go.
Yep.
There we go. I need to move this back. I'll move it this way. La 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 la.
Doing some moving here.
Thanks for helping out,
yeah,
Meg.
Thanks for
the
help, Meg.
Yeah.
Huh? Okay. Well, we're just about, you know, this is really, really strange because normally I'm really, really, really amazingly tired by now, but because I had 5 hours of sleep yesterday, I'm ready to go. So let's go. That's okay. First of all, I'd like to thank a few people here starting off and introduce some others. Starting off, STV, thank you very much for the coverage. And I talked to Jeff quite a bit this afternoon, or for a little while this afternoon. It seems like quite a bit sometimes, but a little while. And I'm glad you guys got involved, and I hope you got something out of this event that you can take with you beyond tomorrow morning. Also, thanks to Bob Cummings and his patient wife, Marla, and their team that basically spent most of the weekend without Bob because he was here fixing all his screw-ups in the program. No, he was doing a great job on getting this program, scorekeeping program, going, and that was pretty good. And, of course, thanks also to the family that the family that score keeps together stays together, or something like that. You know, Ben and Chelsea doing a great job on the scorekeeping, and of course their friend. Right. Okay, thank you. All right, with that, what? The 38th place team is here. The Particle Truckers, come on in. Yeah. First of all, I'd just like to say, occasionally you could keep the hell off the phone.
I'm going to turn this over to Rob Holland since he traveled the farthest and he hates talking in front of people.
I came from Florida, and we have the laptop not to throw the internet in Oz's face or anything, but we had the wife watching from home over the internet, so the internet can be used for good things.
Oh, yeah.
We've had lots of people playing over the years, and we're just glad to come up and make the trip. We come from all over Wisconsin, Florida, and parts beyond, still people walking in. And does anyone else want to say anything?
It's great content.
We just want to let you know it is awful hard to get yourself at 38th place.
I know.
It's a lot of work when you stop giving scores.
We had to stop playing for a while, and then...
Tank some 500-point questions.
You're stopping about 530, right?
That's right. Well, thank you very much.
Right, thank you. Thank you. And, of course, many of you... Many of the old-time players have been around for a while may remember Bobby Uggles on the air at 90 FM during trivia one. I mean, you did a trivia.
Here. Walls of shame, my own.
Yes, there you go. So thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
And I hope you had a good contest.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Cool. Well, that was kind of cool that they got here quickly. Yeah. Going to start introducing people from the station who are the executive staff who basically helped and to put this contest together. Starting off with our computer director and a music director, Dan Pudell and John Quam. Hi, guys.
Hello.
John... Did you guys get enough food this weekend, Dan? John?
I still have heartburn.
Still has heartburn. Yeah, you were in quite a bit for Tums this weekend, weren't you? Okay, well, why don't you go around to giving out that one right there, number 10.
It's all you, Dan.
Dan's holding a microphone for the first time ever right now, right?
You know it. No. In 10th place with 7,410 points is You Bet Your Sweet Oz.
I'm giving the 10th place open.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
The whole team's down there. Oh, the dog, too. There you go. Can't go anywhere without the dog, by God.
think you had that much room in your house for all
that. Hey, we didn't ask for the entire top 10 to come in here. Just one team is all we need. All right. Oh, okay. Right over here, I see.
There you go. I want to thank Oz and John for writing a good contest. My incredible team, we've been here trying to get this far for a number of years, probably like 20-plus years. All of our satellite players, Alaska, Twin Cities, all over the country. My mom and dad, my wife is somewhere in here with the dog. And yeah, the dog's back there somewhere. And thanks for a great contest.
Well, thanks. And call a janitor. The dog let one go over there. Thanks. Good job. Good job. Good job. Next on exec staff, and these are in no particular order, I just throw them out as I come up with them, I guess. Somebody that's has been a hard worker this past year and the year before and has a lot of things that he can walk away from this station proud of, and especially being the only DJ to get up on the air and say testicles right during trivia, the sponsorship director of 90FM, Brian Tamley. And there's nothing worse than being around this guy, this long-haired hippie kind of guy.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Because
I'm looking at my future, though, and it's
beautiful. Yeah, that's right. All right, man.
All right.
You ready for this?
I am.
Okay. Let's see. What are we going to do here? About, I guess that's the one right there. Ninth place.
In ninth place with 7,490 points is Bass Mentality. We Play Alone.
There you go. Yeah. He's a Blanca.
I guess I have to talk.
Right. You gotta talk this year.
All right, I have to talk this year. All right. First of all, we'd all like to thank everybody who helps put this on. I know it takes a lot of time and effort, so thank you.
Thanks, guys.
And it was an interesting year this year. I tell you, the steam really hung together through some really crazy stuff. Flat tires, we lost the internet, we blew a server today.
Yep.
Or whatever we blew, I don't know. They got it fixed after about 3 hours. So you got your wish. We played without the internet for about 3 hours today. So. Yeah, and we still made it. So it was a great contest. We really enjoyed it. I wish the rain would have held off a couple more hours. It would have made it a little nicer to get down here, but... thanks again for everybody putting on. Thanks for my teammates. Thanks for the Tets loss for letting us in the family, although none of them are here. I guess they all had, I know a bunch of them have a couple of them plane flights tomorrow. So we really enjoyed it. And again, thanks to everybody. And we'll see you next year.
You bet.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Brian Tamlin is a sponsorship director. They were cheering so much, I didn't get to get that out. And he's done a great job with the station, keeping us a little bit financially right up there, which is where we need it to be. And next person up is somebody who has made a huge impression around this station. And Kurt, could you get that? Thanks. And... made a huge impression around the station, and hopefully we'll be around again next year. The only person that I know of that, you know, right out in the open, wants to be called crazy. Our business manager of 90 FM, Crazy Becky Schmidt. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm doing good.
I see you put on another piece of clothing.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Okay. I'll take it off.
No. Okay. You know, I have to tell
you.
I don't know if I told you this.
Yeah.
But yesterday morning, Sunday morning, we went on the running. When were you on the radio? You were on Saturday morning?
Saturday morning.
Okay. We're on Saturday morning, and somebody called me up on the complaint line and said, could you tell the jock to pull her shirt up, please? I said, what? Could you tell the jock to go pull her shirt up a bit? I said, what are you talking about? And he said, well, the cleavage, it's just too much. Tell her to go pull her shirt up. So.
You know what? She's just jealous. That's
no,
all
it was a he.
Oh.
It was a he.
What are you complaining about?
All right, ready for this?
I'm ready. Okay, let's go. Let's do this thing.
Where are we at? Number eight?
I think so.
Number eight.
Okay, in eighth place with 7,705 points is the Franklin Street Burnout.
Give him a trophy. Becky, give him a trophy.
You know, Becky Schmidt just said, "Weeze, get off of me." If we had 1 point for every time I heard that, we'd be in first. You know, boy, you bet your sweet ass. I think they had more players than we had points. It took like 20 minutes for them to get out of here.
That's right.
Now, I was going to do this really short and sweet in honor of Gavin.
Yes.
But I talked to Gavin, and Gavin said, no, stretch it out as long as you possibly can. Keep him there till like 4 in the morning because you got extra sleep this year.
Why are you talking to me?
Amazing contest once again. Jim, John, thank you very much. And once again, the people who run behind the scenes here, all the phone answerers and the exec staff here at 90 FM, the general staff at 90 FM, you guys do a heck of a job, and it's because of your dedication and perseverance that thousands and thousands of people get to have fun every year. And I'd especially like to thank, since it's their last year, I'd like to thank Becca Pushnitsky. Wall of shame, baby, they got a whole building for you.
Explain to her that they weren't cheering either.
And I just wanted to say that, you know, even though it was a good contest, I don't think my morale compass had its needle this year. Good job, Becca. You know, just, you'll figure it out. I was going to end there, but we got, all right.
Wait, I got something to say.
Oh, hang on 1 second.
Usually I'm the quiet one of the team, but I would only like to say one thing. Helverson, what were you people thinking?
No.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
Yeah, goodbye. Yeah, goodbye now. Okay, the next two people up are very important to the station, and again, all of these people worked hard on trivia for the last 4 months, starting in late January when school gets back in, and we walk into the exec staff meeting, and I get in there and I say, okay, here's your jobs, and they start passing them out. Our public relations director, Michelle Law, and a sports director, Matt Malizva. I'm sorry. It's Shelley. It's Shelley. I'm sorry. Even though it's spelled M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E. Okay. Thanks.
How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. We're waiting.
We're good.
Mr. Excitement here. He's good.
But the food was outstanding this week. Just everybody.
Thank you.
Food was phenomenal.
Yeah.
That's right.
Thank you. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, I made it. Yeah. Ready?
Yeah.
One, two. Oh, wait. Yeah, never mind.
You read the points. I'll read the name.
Okay.
I want to read the name. Fine. In seventh place with 8,110 points is...
Beer Pigs on a Plane.
Woo!
Give them the trophy.
Oh, help you, man.
Woo!
Oh, here we go. The procession.
We can't help. There's a lot of us.
Good contest.
Thanks. Well, let me get this up here.
He's back there.
Back there? Okay. Go ahead.
I think he's out back getting cauterized. John, where are you?
Right here.
Okay.
You know, I was going to say, you're always in the back. You know,
yeah, but he's what, when you bring these tall guys in and stand them right in front of John, what do you expect?
Say something nice.
We missed you at the, what is it?
The freak show.
Yeah, the freak show.
Yeah, I was shocked. Wished I would have. I would have preferred to have been there.
Yeah.
Instead of on the gurney,
he decided it's more fun to just be in the hospital.
Great contest. Had a ball. I mean, this was one of those contests where you just kind of sat back and went, "What the hell was that?"
And we need more kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know,
for Nickelodeon tomorrow is going to go. Where did all these frickin' subscriptions come from?
Well, you know, all I can say is when I have a lot of time to myself, I watch kids' programs.
I figured it was him laying on the couch for
no,
months.
No, that's
wow. Great job to the staff, 90FM. You guys deserve the credit. You don't get it? And keep those music snippets coming. Gotta love them.
I don't really have any prepared statements, so I will thank my wife, as always, Melanie, for being very patient for having all of our books stored in our basement every year. I want to thank the fine people of Tibet and insult a streaker, I guess, is the thing you do when you're on stage like this. You guys should get these jokes. You play trivia.
I'd get new
writers. What a room. What a room. Yeah, no, thanks to 90FM, the staff at 90FM, for making this station the best college station in the nation, bar none.
Yeah!
Thanks.
Yeah.
Support 90FM. Thank you, John and Jim, and let's play trivia again next year. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah,
and I age, too.
Yes.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks again.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks again for all you guys. Great contest.
Thank you.
Great job. Good job, guys.
Next up is a person that actually got a great nickname last year, and I thought it was a great nickname, and I used it on her quite a bit this year. Party Cloudly, our very own news director, Megan Hartranft. Hi, Megan.
Hi, Oz. How are you?
Good.
Good.
She was doing a lot of running today.
I was?
Yeah, you were kept coming back. And.
Oh, yeah. I had to help for the pronunciation. I'm her wingman.
She did really good.
She did.
She did great.
We love Becca. Come on.
Yeah.
We do.
She is great. And a good sport.
Yeah.
All 83 pounds of her. She's going to kill me.
I know.
Okay. I think we're right down there. Holy cow. Look at that.
Wow. All right. In sixth place with 8,200 points is Dad's Computers Trivia Royale.
Can you give him the trophy? Sixth.
Hello.
It's on.
Okay. I just want to say thank you to Ozanek and 90FM, and you probably can't hear me very well because I had so much fun with laughing and screaming this weekend that I've lost my voice. So I'll turn the microphone over to Eric.
I just want to say thanks to everyone. Jim, Eck, it was a great contest. We had an awesome time. And everyone else, we'd like to especially thank the people behind the scenes this year. Not only the people here at 90FM, we know how hard you guys work, we appreciate everything you do, but also the people at our own headquarters, even some of them that couldn't make it here tonight, how much they do for us and let us have an awesome weekend, not having to worry about stuff and just being able to play trivia all weekend. I'd also like to take this chance to thank Rick and Joan Bamberg again for letting us use their house. And everyone, just keep an eye on us, because we're going to come back next year and rock this house. Watch out.
Okay, thanks. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm stuck. But we still can't get a babysitter.
You might have, if you watched the contest over the weekend, you might have watched somebody walking around with a pack on their back all weekend sucking on a hose. That was, I don't know. But anyhow, it's his camel pack. He had his own hump of water for the weekend, which was really efficient. He just had water with him all the time. If you listen to all of the production work that was done, and there was a lot of production for trivia this year, excellent staff that he had, all of the focuses were his responsibility to take care of that, as well as all the pre-production. And Sean Connolly, great job. Come on in, our production director.
How are you doing, man?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I think I could take care of that hump.
No, well, good.
What hump?
What hump?
Sorry. It's,
that was a good one.
It's from Young Frankenstein.
Haven't seen it in a while.
All right. So, how'd the weekend go for you?
Lovely. Actually, I was hydrated the whole time. We're all set.
Yes, you were hydrated. Yeah. You never once had to worry about dehydration, that's for sure.
It's hard to keep water in there, though.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Oh, lovely. Which one? Okay. Yeah. All right.
You want to ask that?
No, go ahead.
Like, undulating?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, all right. In fifth place.
You know what? I want this on the wall of shame. I'm sorry.
I didn't say it, though. I just had to keep it to myself. In fifth place with 9,565 points is ugly undulating uvulas.
And
blah, 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 blah.
Congratulations, guys.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Oh, well,
thank you, sir.
Thanks. Who wants a
I will.
Lab here?
We've discovered this year, as we always do, that not only is Yastrzemski a hard word to say, but apparently undulating is as well. We've heard multiple different versions of how to pronounce that word. Just a quick thank you to the Peters family for hosting us. And we have a very small team, actually. We see these gigantic teams kind of come in here, and we average around 6 players to 10 players at max. So just want to say thanks and turn it over to Bill here.
And we don't have as many people here as the other teams. I think our team is a little disappointed that we're number 5 this year. I think number 5 is fine, and I'd like to maybe talk a little bit about the number 5. There are good number 5s. Kyle Busch, number 5. There is Paul Hornung, number 5. We've added a new sausage to the sausage race in Milwaukee this year. El Picante, the Chisaro sausage. Chorizo, number 5. And we cannot forget some of Wisconsin's great sports stars who are number 5, in addition to Mr. Hornung. Paul Molitor, Sidney Moncrief, Brett Favre, they were number 4, but that's close to 5. There's always next year. Thank you again, and we need Johnny Schmink to say a little something, and we can head out of here.
Well, putting me on the spot, not quite sure what I'm supposed to say other than thank you to everybody at WWSB and the Oz and Jim and all the other teams out there that make this such a... make this such a special contest year after year, and we do have people coming from Indiana, Virginia, Illinois, Wisconsin, obviously, and Minnesota. And so we do have a pretty diverse team that comes a long ways to play in this, and we really enjoy it. So,
and one final note, even though that Kyle Busch is number five on the track, number one in the heart, baby.
Number one in the heart. Enough said.
Thanks.
Have a good night.
Number five, huh? Okay. Next is our mad painter, the program director of 90FM, Evan Klukas. Nice paint job in the office, man.
Well, thank you.
Did you do that all yourself, or did you get help?
My girlfriend helped me.
Oh, well, that's all right.
Okay. Yeah.
Hold the mic. I'll give you the thing.
All right.
Did you have fun this weekend?
Oh, a lot of fun.
You laughed really hard for quite a few times. I saw it.
For the team names?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had to turn my mic off.
Yes, you did. And, of course, just like every jock that's in there when we read, out the door you go. And we're sitting there going, is he ever coming back?
I'd come back, of course. Yeah. All right. In fourth place with 9,855 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. There you are. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'd like to say thank you to Jim Oliva, but I can't. Grizzly Bear, what is wrong with you? You are seriously ill, and we'll be buying you some medication tomorrow.
But if I lived with him, I'm sure that I could figure it out.
I got most of them. We moved up on the music points, or music questions I'd like to point out. But I did want to say, we're tired, so I'm going to make it short. You'll all be very happy. But really, thank you to the staff. For us, trivia's become unusually important. A lot of the staff, you're young, so you haven't had a chance to really go out in the world. The older you get, the more important you realize friendships are. At your age, it's pretty easy to make friends. You go out, you meet people. But as you get older, I don't know, something changes. And it's so comforting and wonderful to come back to the same friends every single year. It's the one time we know we'll get together. We love this contest. Thank you so much.
Pleased to meet you. First time. Okay, up next, have to say a few words about this person. Been here 3 years at the station. And if you can imagine somebody going from being almost just, you know, just really, really timid and really, really meek and coming into being somebody that's on her own, I wish she was going to be here next year because she would just barrel this place down. The best sport you'll ever see, Becca Pachinski, station manager, 90FM. Ow! Ow! Better known to many as Alice.
Why not? No, I mean, okay. At least I'm going to go down in the station's history as something.
Yeah. And what was that word tonight?
Stanislaus? Something like that. I don't know.
All right. Well, here, hang on to that.
Who do I even get to third place?
You can say what you want. Do what you want.
I do what I want.
Do what you want. You want to say something?
Oh, I couldn't have done this year's trivia without the executive staff behind me. We have an excellent staff. And I'm tearing up. I'm going to tear up. I couldn't have asked to work with better people. They're amazing. Amazing! Give these guys a hand.
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
Well, let it rip.
All right, in third place with 10,335 points is Knights of Neek.
Thank you, Oz.
Mm-hmm.
Good job. Good job, man. Who gets this? Who we got?
Here? Yeah.
Everybody smile.
Yeah, well, according to print advertising, I've been a Knight of Neek all my life, and I'd like to, I gotta say thank you to Ed, because he could probably be here alone without the rest of us standing here if he wanted to, and my mom and dad for dealing with all the craziness of the weekend. Everyone, yeah, I'd like to thank Oz, Act 90 FM, everyone who was working the contest,
And Bob.
Everyone who came helped us play Far Away. Yeah, we had a good time. Anyone got anything more to say? Oh, yeah, guess which one of us lost the bet? All right, guys, thanks for a great contest.
Thanks. Thank you.
See you.
Well, that must have been quite a bet, huh?
Jeez. I didn't really see the other guy.
Oh, I suppose.
Yeah. If anybody played trivia this year and you got to look at the trivia rule book, that is all the result of a lot of hard work from Marla Cummings, Gwen Koski, Scott and Jen Page, Jason and Janelle Splinter, Mary Strike, and Brian Tamling. So thank you to them for putting together all of that, the hard legwork that goes into doing the trivia rule book. Thank you, guys. And, of course, you cannot do anything at 90FM without thanking Rick Westenberger for continuing to miraculously take what requires, you know, about $100,000 everywhere else to maintain, and he does it on $2.87, some old Cracker Jack boxes, and a roll of duct tape. So thanks to Rick for keeping this station on the air. Every year around, around November, I get a phone call, and I look down at the phone, and it's from Eckendorf's house, and I pick it up, and they're like, let's go. I said, what? He says, let's go. I'll start writing. He said, no, not till after the Rose Parade. And they'll call me back a month later. No, not until after the Rose Parade. And I'll call up in December, not until the Rose Parade. And then the Rose Parade's over. I call him up. Let's go. And he's ready to go. Many, many nights. But it's all worth it because it's a lot of laughs. And contest would not be the same without John Eckendorf.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. First off, thanks to the staff of 90FM. Outstanding. It's a pleasure and a privilege to be a part of this entity. Thank you very much. Thank you to the players and the community for continuing to support 90FM. I haven't said that in the past, but you guys are the reason everything we do here happens, and we thank you for your support. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to thank my family again for all their patience and all their understanding as far as being able to allow me to do all of this. And I want to thank the staff at St. Michael's Hospital for patching me up in time and allowing me to be here. Thank you for making it possible.
And, John, you'll have a lot more time this coming year, seeing as you won't be umpiring or refereeing.
Yeah, we'll
Never
talk. Yeah, okay. And we have the second place team.
You ready?
The second place team in Trivia 38 Trivia returns with 1,135 points. I'm sorry, 1,100. No. 11,000.
On that medication.
11,000.